and estimate delegations. Allow me, on behalf of the government of Cape Verde, to greet all of you and thank FIO for inviting us to attend this 41st session. Once again, I would like to thank the outgoing Director General, Professor José Graciano da Silva, and his vast management team for the excellent work. I'll take this opportunity to once again congratulate the Director General-elect, Mr. Kwu Dong-yu, for the term of office entrusted to him as the head of FIO. We deeply convinced that he will be able to put its vast knowledge and experience at the forefront of this organization's noble mission. We wish him an excellent mandate of successfully leading FIO, addressing all the challenges arising from the 2030 global agenda, contributing to the elimination of hunger and malnutrition in all its form, and enabling all member countries to adapt to climate change and follow the path of sustainable development. Mr. Chair, dear colleagues, Cabo Verde is a small island developing state, or as I prefer, a large ocean state in the Sahel prolongation, who faces enormous challenges. This includes reducing the poverty rate, the youth and woman migration, guaranteeing food and nutritional security, as well as ensuring access to health care and securing the well-being of its population. In addition, Cabo Verde also strives to tackle the impacts of climate change, developing resilience mechanisms to extreme meteorological and climate events such as drought, which are increasingly frequent and prolonged. Despite considerable progress, particularly in education, infrastructure, sanitation, health, food and nutrition security, our archipelagic country still needs a strong international support to be able to further the goals of sustainable development, as our country possesses scarce natural resources, even the most basic ones, such as water and soil. Given the very specific limitation imposed by its small land size and insularity, Cabo Verde have not yet have the technical and financial capacity to meet the challenge it faces in its development. Thus, like other small island states, it counts with the special focus of FIO and other corporation partners to maintain and accelerate its positive course towards development of agriculture and fisheries. In this regard, I would like to underline FIO's support in the field of blue economy by bringing an innovative and integrated approach to issue related coastal communities and the sea, its environment and resource in the various capacity, and ensuring the interdisciplinary between the various sectors, promoting a balanced social and economic development. Allow me to conclude by expressing our full willingness and commitment to fruitful cooperation, which enables FIO to become more and more involved in strengthening the capacity of countries to help eradicate poverty, hunger, and all forms of malnutrition, thus in the concert of nations, allowing us to achieve the goals of a sustainable development. Therefore, we hereby endorse the recommendation proposed in the document C2019/2 regarding migration, agriculture, and rural development. Thank you, Chairperson.